Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let us continue with our focus on the world that we live in and that you live in on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and yours truly, as I used to say, Doug Steffen. I have a thought, ladies. Are you interested in my thought?
Sure.
Sure.
A bit of a hesitation there.
If we said no, that would be pretty
rude. Thank you. So I was thinking yesterday, because I had this conversation with someone, one of the locals was talking about how the Postal Service messed up the primary ballots here in our town anyway, and it wasn't the city clerk's fault. I don't even know that blame has been affixed. It didn't work very well. And then we got off into a discussion of why people vote early, and then a conversation about who votes early. And it somehow got to the rich. The rich always have the advantage. They are the ones who, and I didn't even know, you know, where we were going with this, but this person who I known fairly well for quite a long time, someone who's of average means, average intelligence, just kind of average, good person, just sort of average. And so they were talking about how it was that I seemed to be better off than they were, and I've always seemed to be better off than this person was. And it wasn't nasty, it was just you have all the opportunity. And I looked at this person, I said, do you know how, and I don't even like having these conversations, but when he sort of said, well, you live in that big house, and you got a farm and all that land, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. And I kind of turned around on him and said, the reason that I have what I have, or that I've done what I've done, is because I start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I work until 8 o'clock at night, pretty much 7 days a week, and always have. Now, that a lot of people have done that, and they haven't been able to get as far as I may have, but I've been up and down and sideways. I've taken a lot of chances. It's just in my DNA. But I listened, and then I thought to myself, this is sort of equivalent to running a race. Some people, as they run the race, run faster and get further than others. It's not anybody's fault. Some people are better runners. I couldn't do a marathon. I can run the 100-yard dash faster than anybody, but that was it. I could get to first base as a baseball player, and that was it. And with some of my romances as well. But that's another story. Seriously, the idea of people who resent others because supposedly the rich are getting richer, most of the people I know who are getting to be richer, and I don't know that many of them because especially in this circumstance, they're able to hold on to what they get. But people who are better off, shall we put it that way, because they keep doing the things that make them successful in the first place. If you are broke or you don't have a lot of money, it's because you keep doing the things that keep you there for whatever the reason. It's not good or bad or up or down or sideways or whatever it is. It just is the way it is. And so I ended my conversation with him talking about how it is that you maybe take your mind out of where it is and maybe have higher aspirations. Some people just don't have higher aspirations, and that's swell, too. But I'll be damned if I want to be made to feel guilty because I've accomplished something with my life and I have a couple of bucks. That it just really, and you've heard me go off on this before, but I'm just telling you the story because it happened yesterday. I just think some people need to get a grip on what it is. Nobody owes you a thing. You need to do your thing. If you have, you don't mentally or physically have the ability to do things, then it's my job, it's our job, but I consider it my job to help you out. And I do those things a lot for people in circumstances that I know of that nobody knows about. I don't want them to know about it. I just think that we're here to help, and when we can, we do. I do, anyway. But I am really tired of people talking about how, they don't deserve it and yada, yada, yada. Who the hell are you to say that under the circumstances? It's kind of like if we were to go into the political arena, the sticks and stones department has been all over the place this week because Biden calls Trump a dictator and Trump calls him a socialist. How does that get you any votes? either of those two suggestions. So Trump is a dictator. Nah, 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 nah. And then Tripp calls Biden as, where are the issues here? Who's discussing how to fix
that? The threats of the unrest that's going to happen if Biden is not elected. I think that is...
Biden saying that?
I would have figured that Trump people would have said that. It's Biden's campaign that is now talking about unrest. The messages of these groups themselves, I mean, it's... I don't know. It almost feels like...
What groups are we talking about?
Vote. I'm talking about the people who are running these violent outbreaks in major cities. It's...
Well, those are imports. Are they? Is the accusation
they're
Democrats?
From,
the Chinese for the most part.
Well,
the
they're not Chinese.
Money.
They're Chinese.
They're Chinese money.
Like,
yeah, right. So, all right. But at any rate, I would. I guess I was going into this because I was hoping either or both of you would have some discussion of issues that have been put forth, maybe in the past couple days, by either of these two guys. Because all I see is them. You know, I don't hear a peep out of Pence. I haven't heard much out of Kamala Harris either. But
Kamala has not been out there. Pence has been out there every, like, almost every day. I don't think he was out there yesterday, but he was out there the last 2 days giving speeches. Ivanka is supposed to be...
And what's the content of the speeches? Is it good, solid?
A lot of law and order, a lot in the COVID response. I mean, here's the thing. I actually think that you're getting stuff. You just have to listen for it. You might just be hearing the name calling, but unfortunately...
But amongst all of the crap, exactly.
That's what elections have become. You know, Joe Biden's going to paint Trump as a dictator who has ruined the country, and President Trump is going to paint Joe Biden as someone who is going to lead this country in a direction really, really far to the left, and that's what they're going to do during election season. I mean, I'm surprised you're surprised because it's not
unusual.
Maybe
I'm just tired. I'm just sick of it.
At this point in the election, in every election, forget the Trump-Biden factor at this point. This is what people do. They try to characterize their opponent as something that seems that they...
But how does that tell a story about what you're going to do as the leader of the free world? How does that establish
you? Well, that's why you have to back it up with position points. And that was the criticism that I really offer honestly without my political opinion involved. And maybe, I mean, I'm trying to be as straightforward and honest. I tend to come from the right. Victoria comes from the left. Doug, you float around in the middle somewhere. When I watched the two conventions, the one thing that Democrats seemed to present is that they hated Trump, and that's why they wanted to get everybody together.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republicans actually talked about a lot of different issues. I mean, you had China, you had COVID, you had law and order, you had health care, you had education, you had a lot of different things that were actually presented as part of the RNC 4 days. So that was one of the criticisms from everybody, not just from me or from people on my side of the aisle, that there wasn't a lot of substantive meat when it came to what the Democrats offered during their convention. Because you do have to have that. Once you're painting your opponent as something, okay, that's fine,
something.
Then what are you going to do about it?
That was my point. In a moment, I want to find out if we know while all the rest of the country is... You know, working on cleaning up in the Midwest and stuff out on the West Coast. The police in Washington have arrested protesters, but they don't seem to have a reason for doing it. Let's see if we can figure that out.
Yeah, unlawful arrest. There's nothing that's stuck.
Right. So let's find out more about that in a matter of moments here. 14 after the hour on the DJV program, a reminder about our clip of the day. And because Farm Aid is as important as it is, not just to me, but to pretty much everybody, certainly this year as we focus more on the family and farm and food, the whole business of Farm Aid coming up later this month is what we discussed in the clip of the day, with a focus on Mellencamp and Willie Nelson and the others who are going to be there to help the American farmer. They raise $60, $70, $80 million a year and dole it out to farm families that really need it. The government could learn a lot from how these people do this. And anyway, so that's the conversation. If you want to hear more, you didn't hear it, clip of the day, and the whole program, as a matter of fact, at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your fam loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. And the feds who are prosecuting folks in Washington, they don't seem to be able to come up with evidence for the protesters who have been accused of rioting. Here's an example. 3 weeks ago, police arrested 40-some-odd people. They said were spray-painting buildings. But the U.S. Attorney for D.C. told the mayor that he had to drop the charges against 41 of the 42 of them because there wasn't any actual proof. So what are we doing here? What have these guys got nothing better to do?
But there are so many stories in every major city of people being rounded up. It's caught on video in so many
cases. Portland was all about, right?
Right. But in New York,
I wish they were rounding people up.
Well, people are being arrested in droves in all these major cities. It's happening in all over New York City. Right, because they don't have probable cause.
No, but there was a guy. Evidence. Okay, that's not always true, because in Portland, the story this week where the guy went and killed that member of the Patriot Prayer Group. This guy was arrested for having a weapon in the crowd and making threats on people. He was arrested by police. Then he was let out of jail because they were told not to hold him. He was let out of jail. He went on to literally track down and murder a Trump supporter in Portland. So, I don't know that that's the narrative. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe you have...
So what are they doing with that guy? Is he being prosecuted, charged with murder?
Well, he deserves that, though. But why wasn't he kept the last time?
Well, I don't know. But there are a lot of these other arrests that don't stick because there's nothing to it.
Yeah. They need to go to a clean house. It's enough.
Yeah, well, we need to redo, not defund, but redo the police. Lots of all our institutions, actually. 21 half the hour on the DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I don't want to use the word epidemic, but there's a lot of this remix stuff going on. We were talking earlier about something from
Kelsey Ballerini.
Kelsey Ballerini. Now it's Margot Price, who's in the focus on our DJD show and the music portion of this hour. Jennifer and Victoria, and you and I enjoying the first. Well, no, this is the remix version of I'd Die for You, right?
It's probably easier to do this during when everything shuts down.
Yeah, stripped down.
Yeah, so it's probably easier to do this than get in a studio and record everything all new again.
So let's listen to the other. The first one is sort of guitar-oriented and piano and the strings. So there's no guitar in the first version.
No, this is the original, and there's guitars
more rock. I mean, the one we listened to first.
Yeah, yeah, she swapped in piano and strings.
Uh-huh. I like this, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't know this lady, but I certainly know a good pop song when I hear it, and I think this is a good pop song.
Yeah, she's in the John Prine kind of alt-country world. I was going to say, it almost sounds like almost like a theater, like something you'd hear in like a new contemporary theater show.
It's a Broadway show. Yeah.
You know, but like a new Broadway show.
Yeah. So this is from Miss Price's latest LP. The LP is called That's How Rumors Get Started. Some people think it's the new version is kind of psychedelic.
Well, the original version was kind of psychedelic.
Really?
This is the original, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole album kind of had that tint to it.
Good. I like this, actually. Yeah. Margot says, I Die for You is the most important song on the album, for her anyway, about finding hope among our everyday struggles with violence, healthcare, and racism. Boy, there's a lot of this around now, and I'm not sure that it's all bad. I think the fact that we are with songs are always supposed to reflect what's going on anyway, kind of, don't they?
Art always does that, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a love song, she says, also a document of the human condition. Even though it was penned a couple of years ago, she says it holds a deeper, new meaning for me, especially given the current political climate, the lack of leadership, the weight of the pandemic. It's more political. I will always love you, more political side to it. The remix I Die For You arrives with a concert announcement from her as well. She and her husband called the Price Tags. Will perform
the band,
two.
Her band.
Oh, is it?
I don't think she's married. I don't know if she's married or not, but yeah, her band is the Price Tags.
Okay. They perform. They're going to do two live stream shows from Nashville's Brooklyn Bowl, September 9th and 10th this weekend. No, next weekend, right? The gigs won't have an audience present. They'll feature a couple of unique set lists and going to be streaming on fans.com. She currently has the number one song on the Americana Music Singles Chart with the song that you're listening to right now called Letting Me Down. Let's crank that up, Bill. See how this sounds.
You were in another dream I had.
I like this.
Still running from your dead people.
I don't know how come I never paid attention to her before. I liked
I like
the original I Die For You. I like this song a lot.
I hear her name constantly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's always in Rolling Stone, but I just never really listen to the music, but I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, good. So if you're, again, searching for the name, Margot Price is the lady that we're talking about here. All right, next up, story of 78-year-old songwriter Dan Penn is in our focus. And a new song called Edge of Love. Let's see what this sounds like.
Somewhere between too much and not enough.
Sounds like Eric
Clapton. I know. His voice sounds almost identical to Clapton.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy's 78 years old. Sounds pretty good for an old-timer. Celebrated co-writer behind a lot of Memphis tunes, including Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. 28 change after the hour on the DJV show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process or at least slow it down through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fallout continues in Rochester, New York, behind the death of a black man after a police encounter. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March, but the incident just came to light this week after body camera video of the encounter went public. The autopsy report ruled Prude's death a homicide, listing the cause as complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren took action against the 7 officers involved.
I am suspending the officers in question today against the advice of counsel. And I urge the Attorney General to complete her investigation.
The officers will be suspended with pay. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down nearly 808 points, the NASDAQ off 598, the S&P 500 down nearly 126. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An arrest has been made from when Kentucky Senator Rand Paul claimed that he was attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. police have arrested a man in Florida who they say was near Senator Rand Paul last week and pushed a police officer after President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the Justice Department, the man from Orlando, Florida, was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court on one count of assault of a law enforcement officer. He was released on his own recognizance. Gary Kupchak with the Justice Department says the investigations will continue.
The Department of Justice is assisting in those investigations, and we are investigating coordinated criminal activity related to riots, destruction of federal property, assault of federal law enforcement officers. We obviously don't prosecute ideology or groups, but we certainly prosecute and certainly investigate.
One man, 27-year-old Ander Christensen, was on a mission Monday. He went to his city council in Lincoln, Nebraska, to rename boneless chicken wings.
Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless.
His father sits on the city council. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's the IDEA program, the idea that there are a lot of things going on in the world you may not have heard about. You'd be very interested to know this, that, or the other thing. We're going to have a cooking lesson here from Victoria in a second. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn, and, of course, I certainly will have something to say. I combined lobster bisque with tomato soup and noodles last night. What do you mean? Have you ever tried it?
You know, it's not even your weird combinations. It's that you use seafood in them. And so that, to me, is what it's
what
dangerous.
Would you use?
Definitely non-seafood. If I was going to say, what kind of concoction would I mix together, it would never be something that could give me salmonella. I mean, it just...
How do you know this thing?
I'm gathering that you bought a cup of lobster bisque and you bought a cup of tomato soup, and then for whatever reason in your brain you thought it would be a good idea to combine.
So both seem to be tomato based. They have the same color.
That's true. Then
I took a tomato and I cut up the tomato, the fresh tomato, and put it in with the tomato soup and with a lobster bisque and some noodles. It was quite.
And then you dumped it over noodles.
Well, I put the noodles
in the soup. So basically you made your own lobster noodle soup.
Kind of. Yeah.
That just sounds awful. What kind of noodles?
The wrinkly kind.
Oh, the wrinkly kind, sure.
Wrinkly kind? What does that even mean?
You sound like a real Italian.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If you're going to tell me that you put ramen noodles.
No.
Those
are
wrinkly.
Listen, I'm like, no. What did they look like? Did they come out of a box or a bag?
Came out of a bag.
And were they, is it like spirals?
This, yeah.
Like rotini?
Right. Kind of, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like rice. Remember they used to have rice, and right now they have rice or noodle or something like that? It's connected to rice aroni. Only it's
we ought to have a noodles. Recipe of the day feature with you.
Yeah. Get ready to barf, everybody.
What not to do.
All right. Speaking of that, a lot of info floating around about cooking with olive oil, Victoria. What's the scoop?
This is really interesting to me because I don't know if you guys have heard this. I'm guessing, Jen, you are on top of this because, you know, we just heard how Doug cooks. But olive oil has been, for the last at least a year, maybe even two, we've been hearing from a lot of nutritional experts, and that's in big air quotes, that you shouldn't cook with olive oil. It should only be used in salad. Don't heat it up because it turns rancid and it changes the DNA of the structure of the olive oil and it can actually become toxic. And we've heard all of these stories. If you're
I've totally ignored that, by the way. I use olive oil all the time.
Well, here, you know what? You were right, because there is new evidence now that this is now the nutritional myth about olive oil that now experts are saying everyone has to stop believing it. There is absolutely nothing wrong with cooking with olive oil on a higher heat, because we've heard about, you know, everyone's the smoke point. Olive oil has a low smoke point. That was the whole thing. If it gets too hot, it'll burn and smoke, and then, you know, and it degrades the benefits of the oil. So everyone has swapped out olive oil or extra virgin olive oil for avocado oil, coconut oil, walnut oil, macadamia nut oil, all the other oils that are now kind of like en vogue.
It's like the phony milk. This is phony oil. Phony milk.
I mean, in a sense. So there's now this comes from the journal, the ACTA, Scientific Nutritional Health Journal. And this is they've actually done some really in-depth studies on olive oil because this became such a big deal, and they about it being stable or not stable when it was heated. So the truth about the smoking point is that olive oil has been ascribed a smoke point of 320 to 460 degrees, depending on whether it's extra virgin or if it's refined. Extra virgin is cold pressed olives, and it's the best kind for you. And people argued at the time that it made it prone to a lower smoking temperature, meaning you can't really like fry stuff. You shouldn't really cook, you know, at a higher temperature. However, it turns out that's completely false. So researchers now found that they've debunked all of this. If you use regular olive oil or extra virgin olive oil, it can withstand temperatures over 475 degrees, whether it's on the stove or in the oven. And typically, if you're sautéing something on the stovetop, you're not going to get higher than about 248 degrees. So you have actually a whole range there where you can still cook the olive oil. This is great news for people like us who love good flavor. The study found that olive oil, even after it was heated in a deep fryer for 6 hours, it showed very few signs of a chemical breakdown. So
they wanted to see, they're testing it out.
And so now this is great news.
It's funny you bring it up, Victoria. First of all, I never switched. I had heard all of this about the smoke point and all of this. But I don't think it tastes bad when you heat up olive oil. I don't feel like it's rancid. So that, I never switched it. But I heard someone say something yesterday. I was actually at an event with Dennis Prager. And he made a really good point. And I think it's one that we can all agree on. You know, everybody, we've heard a lot, especially with coronavirus. Everybody says follow the science, right? Follow the science. All we're going to do is follow the science. And that, in the same case with this, with the olive oil, follow the science.
I can hear Prager on that.
Well, he's absolutely right about this.
Yeah, he is.
You should follow the science, but don't follow the interpretation of the science by certain scientists, because what happens is that everybody has an interpretation. He equated it to
like everything else in the world.
The law is the law, but think about how lawyers, depending on what they're trying to accomplish, achieve, or what they're trying to represent, how they interpret the law. And I thought it was such a great point, because it's exactly true.
Yep.
Science is science, and so if you're really interested in it, follow the science. But everybody has an interpretation of it, like olive oil is going to kill you, and then all of a sudden we're all following down that road.
I don't know how that started, because Italians, I've married into an Italian family. For generations, they've been cooking everything in olive oil. So
it's like coffee, though. you know, for all of us getting up early, I know, Victoria, I think you're back off the wagon on the coffee again every once in a while. Coffee will kill you. I mean, how many times do we hear that? You can't have coffee in the morning. It's going to kill you. Then they switch the study and say, oh, no, you should drink coffee in the morning. Then it's back again. No, too much coffee is bad for your health. And then the story that I just read a couple of months ago that made me chuckle is that they say you should be drinking up to, like, 7 cups of coffee a day for optimal health.
Right. Like, all right, this is good for you. Krispy Kreme, 4 pumpkin spice donut flavors.
Can we not talk about this? I'm trying not to eat donuts this week.
Please. Synonymous with the fall. Krispy Kreme, 4 pumpkin spice donuts, Jennifer.
I know.
Let's see.
Sound good, though.
Pumpkin spice original glaze.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice cake donut.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice original filled cheesecake donut. That sounds awful.
Totally.
And pumpkin spice cinnamon roll donut. See, that one sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's
starting
a good thing
today,
there's a Krispy Kreme near me because I would actually make a trip for this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, can I actually? So this is seriously
the train
battle.
Penn Station.
Guys, I read about the pumpkin donuts, and I'm a pumpkin nut. It's just bad. I know there's so many, you're basic, but I love the pumpkin. And it's fall.
Yep.
And I had to go out of my house I haven't been out in a long time. And so I had to go to the west side. And as I was driving back along the 5 freeway, Dougie, you know this one in California, there's a Krispy Kreme. And I'm like, oh, my God, I read about the pumpkin donut. Should I stop? And I didn't. I fought the urge and I came home.
You
I think maybe
chicken.
For the purposes of doing a review, maybe you should pick up one
just
and
for,
give us a review.
Hey, for science, right?
Yes, just for science.
Yep.
All right, here's one for the books. Bush Beer, which has all kinds of... I'm not a beer drinker. You guys... Jenna, who drinks beer? Victoria, you drink a little beer, right?
No, I don't. I don't like beer. Only
I'll drink a
little. Island, that's it.
I drink a few beers probably a year, like if it's really hot.
All right, so we're, none of us are experts.
Baseball.
But we certainly know Bush Beer.
We know
beer.
Bush Beer, sure.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Been around forever.
Okay, so now they've introduced a beer specifically for your dog. How about this, boys and girls? This came out last week on National Dog Day, launching their first beer. It's called Dog Brew. 12-ounce canned drinks, don't feature any hops, no alcohol. Give you the opportunity to kick back and enjoy a cold one with your dog. And the Dog Brew is available in 4-packs. And for every case, Bush is donating $1 to the Best Friends Animal Society. So that's cool.
This is set up for the dumbest men. I'm sorry. No dog cares about drinking beer. This is about a dumb guy who's like,
I want to have a beer with my dog. It's sold out already. They're actually working on the next batch. So you can join the wait list if you want to have some dog brew. But, I agree, Jen.
All right, there you go. Okay, here's... the last in our series of informational conversation starters about food and drink. The 5-second rule. Everybody knows about that, right? Raise your hands.
Yep,
if food falls on the floor, you pick it up within 5 seconds and you're all set. Whatever
pretty
germs
sure
are on the floor.
That rule runs a lot in your house, right?
I do that. I picked up...
of course.
What I do, I picked up a piece of chocolate off the floor last night.
Before Daisy
Well,
it is chocolate. I mean, survival rules come into full effect.
Exactly.
You've got to protect the chocolate,
All right. Coming up, a discussion of armies, the Chinese Army and the American Army. Let's see who's on top of that comparative. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his Good Day Health show, which is a part of the lineup on most of these same stations every weekend, and the podcast, which we have at gooddayhealthshow.com. The most recent one is a focus on napping, and whether it's good for you or it's not, you got to listen to the podcast to find out whether it is or it isn't. Don't forget also, we'll be on the air on Labor Day, and one of the things we're going to do is give away a fabulous Works power washer. Everybody needs these for his or her home. It keeps everything clean, fabulous, the walks, the side of the house, everything. It's brand new, new technology. So we're going to give away one of these puppies worth hundreds of dollars. Listen on Monday. We'll tell you how you can win the Works Power Washer here on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
So if you're talking about weapons of mass destruction at home, you're talking about the hands.
Mayo Clinic pediatrician Dr. Robert Jacobson says the war on germs starts by adults teaching kids good hand hygiene while they're young.
Nice hot water.
Dr. Jacobson asked parents to lead by example, to be demonstrative in their efforts. For example,
it's time to get breakfast ready. The parent says out loud, I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water before I reach in the refrigerator to get your food. I just came in from taking out the trash. I can pour you a glass of milk, but I have to wash my hands first.
Many illnesses are spread by unwashed hands, and teaching kids how to properly clean their hands will help them remain healthy.
The children really do need to get in a habit about hand washing, and they'll do it when they have examples at home.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know how women are always comparing men by their shoe size? Well, here we go with the Pentagon.
We're always doing that.
Yeah,
we have time for nothing
for.
Else.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, so now we can compare something else. Our army versus China's army. Apparently, the annual military and security report indicates that China's military may be surpassing ours. Is that just in numbers? Or what is that? They have more ships being built. So for what? Let them put themselves in the poorhouse, building all this crap. Cruise missiles, air defense. So what is this aimed at doing? So what, are we supposed to feel guilty because they're building and wasting more money? Nah, yeah, exactly. That's what the military-industrial complex wants you to think and wants you to do. Sorry, no sale here. We're fine. Thanks very much. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour now. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. First question comes from my own experience, Ken. When I was in Los Angeles last week, I was examined. I haven't actually told you this. I don't think I have, because you're a very important cog in the wheel of my own fitness and my own medical health. I went to see two people, a bone density scan person, a doctor who specializes in that, and also a doctor who specializes in arthritis. And we were talking about my L4 and the pinched nerve there, and the back pain that I have and the sciatica that I have, and how they're connected to this L4. And I wonder now if they gave me some recommendations. If somebody came to you and said, I got this back, I have sciatica, what do you tell them to take or to do?
If they have a nerve compression?
Yeah, or any kind of back pain, sciatica, the two of them in my case are connected, but I don't know that they always are. But, you know, what do you take of this? Like this doctor said to me, do you want meds? And I said, no. And he said, okay, then take, he said, what do you do? I said, well, it gets really bad, I take a couple of Aleve.
One of my favorite types of doctors who are not really well known, they're MDs, physical medicine and rehab doctors, PMR. And I think they're great for this because most patients don't need surgery here, at least immediately or ever. And the physical medicine rehab doctors try to use physical therapy and changes in activity, changes in lifestyle, sometimes some medications without getting to surgery. So the treatment here, the conservative treatment is activity changes, sometimes braces, physical rehabilitation, And the PMR doctor is excellent. Sometimes the chiropractor can help here, but I like to get the PMR doctor involved, and we get some great results.
Okay. So working together, having a team is what you're sort of suggesting, right?
Because it's going to take it's going to take good coordination of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it true that poor oral health increases your risk of cancer?
Well, I think that poor oral health increases your risk of so much because it just increases inflammation in the body, and increased inflammation will lead to increased cancer, will lead to increased heart disease, and just deteriorate the body. So keeping good oral health, keeping your gums healthy is so important to overall head-to-toe good health.
I was watching Dr. Oz, so a listener says. He encourages people to eat chocolate because it boosts the health of your heart. You agree?
Well, in moderation, maybe a small square of dark chocolate.
He says moderate. He does say moderate chocolate intake.
The problem with chocolate is that it also has a lot of saturated fat in it, and that can offset the benefits. But there are some good antioxidants. What you want to do is have, if you want to eat chocolate, you know, just a small square of dark chocolate. Enjoy it, but don't overdo it.
I heard you, this person says, talking about the flu and COVID together. Can a severe flu attack, is there such a thing as an attack, a flu attack? Getting the flu, I get that. Can the regular flu trigger any problems with your heart?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have learned in the last several years that getting the flu subsequently in the next 6 months increases your risk of getting a heart attack. And that's why, unless you're allergic to the vaccine for flu and unless you're under 6 months, please get a flu vaccine. And the time to get it is starting in September. September and October is the time when you want to get the flu vaccine. And for those older than 65, there's a special vaccine this year if you're at especially high risk of getting any of the complications from flu.
How, where do you get that?
Just talk to your doctor. And often the place they're sending you to these days is to the pharmacy, which I think is fine for a trained pharmacist who's used to doing it. But so many of the medical offices are sending people to your pharmacy.
All right. Check out Dr. Ken's advice and research at the podcast site, GoodDayHealthShow.com. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.